We welcome in Jim Norton, very funny Jim Norton, stand-up comedian. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, would you like some mic?
There
you
go. Okay, cool. It's not on. Right, cool. My low self-esteem never feels like I should be heard, so I wouldn't have complained. I'm glad you said that.
All right, so Jim is going to be at the Novo in downtown, previously Club Nokia. Friday, he's at the Mirage in Las Vegas. What size room do they have at the Mirage?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm going to guess it's 1,500, 2,000, something like that. Okay. That's about
that
my max. No, that's my... Oh, no, I'm sure the back 1,400 will be curtained off. Be 100 eager fans.
Hey, as long as there's enthusiasm in the room, I'm good.
Yeah, lots right, of now, good laughers.
Jim, at the attempt to get to know you,
sure.
We're going to go with the island questions.
Sure.
And so you just answer as you see fit.
Cool.
You're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic island. You can take one kind of candy bar with you. Which candy bar is that?
Huh, good question. I'm going to guess one that won't break in half if I try to sit on it. You know, I'm going to be by myself. So.
Right. A Snickers seems sort of hearty.
Yeah, Snickers is good.
You can take one kind of food that you'll eat for the rest of your life. What will it be?
I wish I had a better answer than this. I would probably take pizza. I haven't had pizza in a long time.
It's probably our number. Why not?
Because I'm trying to lose weight. It's almost like I just got, you get really tired of sleeping with people and just seeing the look, like when they're like, oh God, this is only for the money. So you're like, I really want to, you know, I try not to eat the type of food I was eating for a long time.
All right, well, good
so I would
you.
Have to say pizza just to treat myself. I'm on an island. I'm going to wind up dying anyway. I might as well go out with fat, meaty man breasts.
Love it. You can take one album. What will it be?
Oh, man. Black Sabbath, Sabotage.
Nice.
It'd be Sabotage,
one.
Yeah.
A lot of people struggle with that one. We've had some that almost couldn't come up with an answer, and you got right to it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, one album, I mean, I'm probably not going to have a record player, so it doesn't even matter what I bring. There's no electricity on an island, so which cover would I want to look at? That's how I went by it.
You can take one movie. What will it be?
Caligula. Because I love Malcolm McDowell, I love Peter O'Toole, I love John Gielgud, I also love pornography, and what better way to combine all those things? I would have to say Caligula.
And again, you could stare at the cover.
Absolutely, and Helen Mirren's topless in it.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah, boy. All right, so for conversation's sake, dead or alive, they'll of course be alive in their prime, somebody that you can talk to, who will it be?
Someone I could talk to, dead or alive. Probably Richard Pryor, because he's my comic idol, but he was also such a difficult guy. I think he'd be entertaining to talk to, and just I'd kind of like to see how difficult he was in real life. So I would have to say Pryor, probably the most fun guy.
Nice.
For sexual gratification, the dead or alive, they'll, of course, be alive and in their prime, somebody for you to have sex with. Who's it going to be?
Caitlyn Jenner. I think I'd go with Caitlyn Jenner. Just why not? Yeah. Why not? I admired you before. I kind of admire you now. What the hell? Although I might not just because of the age, but I maybe Caitlyn Jenner. That's a possibility.